This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. It is time for Jive Talk here on The Drive. Here's the world of media in a nutshell. Dustin tweets, that Jason Eady story about people throwing up was the funniest thing I've ever heard on your show. Great stuff. Brent tweets, love the show. Could care less about Jeff's music crush. How about some sports talk? In two tweets, you have gotten the dynamic what it's like to try to appeal to the masses. You can't.
No.
So we've decided back on day one, December 1st, 2015, that we were going to do a show that had some sports, quite a bit of sports, and a lot of other stuff. And it served us well.
Including our personal
Vomit when it needs to be talked about. So there.
And I'll put my stuff out there. It's fine.
It's fine.
Nobody knows or cares who I am, so I can...
Quit saying that,
I can put my stuff out there.
Please quit saying that.
Why?
That's needy.
It's not. It's the truth.
I want you to quit saying that.
It's the truth.
People who listen to this show know who you are.
Yeah, but
that's your only audience here.
But if they saw me at Dylan's, they wouldn't. So it's not like, there's Jeff.
Who cares?
So I can say anything I want.
Who cares? I'm with the second guy.
What is wrong
with
you?
Talk more sports.
Do you ever understand anything that anyone is saying?
No.
How are you a reporter for this long and you never understood context?
You just irritate me.
It's
Dan.
It's strange.
Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm good. Let's kick it off with some interesting things. Talk about wrestling, Bob. Table, glass, and chair.
Hey, you got to get a new phone, too. Chris, one of our callers, did, and we can actually hear him now.
Dan, WWE sucks right now.
There's nothing about WWE that's good except Daniel Bryan and
Becky Lynch,
the women's division.
Hey, can we get Bray Wyatt back, like, gone. I mean,
he's terrible.
Yeah, he's been as damaged as anybody. You don't want to see him.
He doesn't add anything.
Man, they need to bring him back with fierce.
There's nothing. Uh-oh. Give me something in the men's division in WWE that interests you right now. I defy you to do it.
I want to see more Finn Balor.
Oh, please. Finn Balor couldn't be more boring unless he puts on that paint. And he doesn't want to do that because it takes 17 hours.
It's the whole persona.
Thanks, Dan.
He's not wrong, though, about Finn Balor. Finn Balor's not boring.
Finn Balor's boring as all get out.
He's not. They don't know how to tell stories and make these characters relatable and human and interesting.
Well, maybe you can write a letter to them.
I tried that many years ago.
Is there anybody you haven't written to?
Hey, when you're trying to make your way in the world, you write letters to people.
Here's Joel. Hey, Joel.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Oh, I heard you guys. I just jumped on, got in my car, headed to my son's third grade music program, but I heard you guys talking about...
Is there anything worse than that stuff, by the way?
Yes, actually. Followed by learning night. Third grade music program followed by learning night.
We love our kids. I just loved Jeff when he was a kid. And I went to every music program he had. But it was like
it's so weird. You can't put yourself in the parents' shoes because for kids, and I think you probably the same, they're really fun. I loved the music programs we had.
I don't mind the music program. I mean, I sang all through high school and college, so I get it. I get what that is. Elementary school obviously is a little different, but learning night, I don't even know what that is, man.
I'm not sure either. I don't think I want to know, so.
What's the day for if there's a learning night? Just let me take a break from learning.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I'll call you guys tomorrow and let you know, but I
want
to chime in. You guys are talking about WWE. Me and my son right now, we've actually started with the 1990s WrestleMania, Royal Rumble, all that. We're watching all of those from 1990 on, and man, it's so nostalgic. We're in 1992 right now, just seeing these matches that you kind of forgot about, some of these guys that you forgot about. I almost completely forgot about the Bushwhackers, man. How could you forget about the Bushwhackers?
1990 is probably my favorite year in wrestling. I love especially Survivor Series 1990 when The Undertaker debuted. That's my favorite pay-per-view ever.
Yeah, that's a good one. So, yeah, I mean, that's I don't know what they're doing nowadays, but man, that stuff from back then. And my son is eating it up; he loves it. So,
who wins tonight? Chiefs or Chargers? I know this division matchup is near and dear to you. Your Broncos kind of dropped the ball, but what do you think tonight?
I think, you know, call me crazy, but I'm going to say the Chargers. I think it's going to be a close game. Maybe Phillip Rivers just argues or complains about a call late in the game, gets the call, and the Chargers win by a field goal at the end of the game.
All right, Joel, thanks for the call.
Have a good night, guys.
869-1240, that's the I Got It at Tad's Locker Room Hotline. We'd appreciate your calls. That's what Jive Talk was meant for, is a free-for-all between the hosts and the listeners on any subject imaginable.
Who's playing running back for the Chargers tonight? It's not Gordon, but is
Eckler
returning?
So many, he's hurt too.
I know, but why is
we got so many injuries tonight that this is a hugely important game. But neither team's going to be close to full strength.
I only care about this for fantasy purposes. I picked up Justin Jackson.
You're out of fantasy.
In a different league, obviously.
There's only one league.
Well,
I beat you fair and square and eliminated you.
I'd need somebody to call and because I can't like check this stuff in real time. Should I play Justin Jackson of the Chargers tonight against the Chiefs?
Because Virgil, if you're listening, give us a call about
fantasy. I need to know what's going on with Austin Eckler.
Why don't you just go check on that yourself?
Because I'm doing a radio show right now. I need someone to let me know if he's in, if he's out. Should I play Jackson?
That's cheating.
No, it's not. I've got Damian Williams too. Should I play him? I don't know. Here, just can I lay it out?
No,
running backs, Gurley,
nothing more boring.
Damian Williams, Breda, and Justin Jackson. I have Melvin Gordon and Kerryon Johnson, but they're hurt.
That's
I need
a
help.
Terrible, terrible crew of running backs.
Well, I'm 12-1,
and I got Virgil this week. And if I can upset Virgil, my goodness, imagine.
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Oh, it could. It could. Although, man, he has some.
His team's too good.
He has Amari Cooper, I think. Doesn't he?
I don't know.
Michael, you're next.
Yeah, Baker getting cut. I don't know. He's still got money. He can go back to Scott City and live like a king or just wait for somebody to pick him up. I hope so.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to go back to Scott City.
Well, he might.
Nothing
someday.
Against Scott City.
Maybe at least Hayes.
No, you know what? He was really popular with the Knicks. One guy said, "You cut Baker, I'm not a Knicks fan anymore." So,
well, they need him to make shots, Michael.
Yeah, no, he had terrible threes. I know. It was just, I don't know. It's a mystery, like you said. Because he's a good player.
Well, we'll see what happens with him, Michael.
I hope so. And were you guys talking about music earlier?
Oh, we talk about everything, Michael.
Okay. My favorite. Okay, Bob Dylan. I don't like Queen.
Are you going to list every musician, Michael, before we get
not everyone?
Okay. Give me your top. Your favorite. Who's your? Who's
where
your
do you
favorite?
Stand on Marcy Playground, Michael?
I would say Dire Straits, Alicia Keys, and John Mayer.
All right, Michael.
Those aren't
bad. We got a full bank of calls. We appreciate hearing from you, as always, Michael. Next up is Chris. Chris, you're on.
Hey, Jeff, I wanted to help you out with your running back situation.
Please do.
Gordon is a game-time decision.
Right.
And I would play Jackson with you if I were you. But I was told today that at most, he will be limited participation today, Gordon.
Yeah, I just read on Twitter where he said he's not playing.
And we're not sure about Tyreek Hill for the Chiefs.
I was told by a Chiefs fan Tyreek Hill is a full go, but he's taking a pretty big risk.
Well, I don't regard a Chiefs fan as the ultimate authority, Chris, nor should you.
Fair enough.
Well, how do you know that guy's not the GM?
Thank you, Chris. Nice call. We appreciate it. Jim is next. Hey, Jim.
Hi, Bob. I just want to make a little quote here on Ron Baker, if I could. I went to almost every game. I had season tickets for a long, long time. I sat up where I could see his shot, and I told my wife WSU, he started shooting the ball too flat, and I don't know why he started that, or somebody should could have told him to get, you know, I know somebody had to see it besides me, but the arc of the ball was too flat, and all his shots were headed for the rim, I mean, for the basket, but they come down too flat, and it hit the back of the rim or the front of the rim. And I noticed the same thing when he's playing for the Knicks. He still does it. I can't believe that somebody can't get him out of that. That's the only thing wrong with his shot, I think. It's just too flat.
Well, that you may be onto something. I don't know. Thanks for the call, though. It's a theory, for sure. 869-1240, here's Brad. Brad?
Hey, I'm just listening here, driving the car. If you guys like Michael, I want you to take the bong away from that guy. Because,
listen, we like Michael. We like Michael, and Michael rocks. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, Michael's a good guy. He's good people.
Michael is a good kid.
No, I just think you need to help the guy a little bit because he wasn't keeping on topic very well.
That's okay. That's what Jive Talk is, Brad. You can be having an hallucination, and we'll welcome your call on Jive Talk.
Unhallucination?
Unhallucination.
Okay, well, let him string it out a little bit, and let's see where he takes it.
Again, Jive Talk is the everyman's radio segment, Brad.
Okay. And the Chiefs will win tonight, by the way.
All right.
Probably.
Well, they certainly are the favorite.
Are we
to
picking
win.
That game?
What?
We're picking that game, right? Today?
Yes, of course. Of course we're picking.
Or Nissan Picks of the Week.
Of course we're picking that game.
Just making sure.
What a ridiculous statement that is.
Just be quiet.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to hang with you.
Go say "N hallucination" again.
I'll say whatever I want.
That's too hard to say.
Because on this segment, everything's open.
No clarity on the Chargers running back situation.
I guess Virgil must not be listening to the show today.
Yeah, or he doesn't want to give away his secrets.
He's 12. He's lost one game in our league this year.
That's where I'm at in this league I need help with.
No, you're not really.
Yeah, I was 12-0, and then the commish beat me by a half a point.
Who's the commish?
Matthew Browning, the friend of the show.
Who else is in this league?
Oh, just some people he knows. And over at Paradigm, I'm playing for the championship of the world.
Why don't you ever do well in our league?
I won it last year.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Honest to God, you could be making that up for all I know. In fact, it doesn't sound right to me.
I did, and I beat you.
Here's Virgil. Hey, Virgil, you're always listening.
Yeah, Big Brother's always listening. Driving home. Trying to go through the same scenario you are because I've got Justin Jackson. So
yeah, I don't know what to do. His projected scoring dropped like 10 points overnight, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I don't either. I'm debating that in my head. I think it's an absolute no brainer start if Melvin Gordon's not there, but if he's there, then it's risky, especially when you're talking to the playoffs. So
yeah. How you feeling about your matchup with me this week?
Oh, I'd hate to go 12-1 and lose to you. So I'm going, of course, apprehensive. I think I'm projected to do better than you are, but you've got some players that can put up some points. So I mean, Drew Brees, George Kittle's a beast. You've got Todd Gurley too. You know?
Boy, he was terrible last week. So my thought is that. He'll be great this week.
Yeah, exactly. Terrible one week, great the next week. So, I've got to score some points.
I beat Jeff. Listen to this, Virgil, that you'll like this. I beat Jeff with one guy who wasn't even playing, Todd Gurley, who had his worst game of the year, and Drew Brees, who was just so-so, and still beat Jeff.
Yeah, my team sucks. It's all good. We made the playoffs, though.
Yeah, I don't think Jeff's going to be drafting Leonard Fournette again anytime soon.
Probably not. Well, good luck to you, Virgil.
Hey, good luck to you, Bob. One of us is playing for a championship.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I hope it's me.
Yeah, probably not.
Here's the name I have on my screen, and Tyler never makes a mistake, is Jeff Marty. Is that correct, Tyler?
Hi.
Hello, who is this?
Yeah, this is Marty.
Why is Jeff? Are you also Jeff?
No, just Marty.
Okay.
We're Jeff. Bro.
What's up, Marty?
Hey, I just want to talk to you a little bit. I know this ain't nothing to do with sports, but I was really disappointed a couple of days ago. The Kansas Supreme Court made a ruling that if police think that they smell marijuana coming from a house, that they can go in and search without a search warrant. And to me, I
Marty,
think that is...
Let me in. Let
Drive me, talk. Let's see where he's going
go,
with this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, okay, what's the consequences to the police if they go in and search a home and there's nothing in there? There needs to be some consequences. There, otherwise, they could search every single house in Kansas, even including yours. All they got to do is say, I smell marijuana. And that is...
That happened to me last night, Marty.
And they found
that,
some.
That is a slap in the face of every soldier that put on the uniform and fighted for freedom. And remember, Marty Mort for mayor in 2019. Thank you.
You got my vote.
Marty. Marty announces his campaign on the drive. Mayor Longwell, what do you think about that, pal?
Wait, did I just give now Marty got, my vote? Uh-oh.
Now we've got a contest. And it started right here.
Is there an mayoral election in 2019?
I have no idea. We'll be back in a moment with our Orr Nissan Picks of the Week. Marty Mort, is that his name?
Marty
for
Mort.
Mayor. You can do something of that. Marty Mort for mayor.
Yeah, it's alliteration.
Back in a minute.